What does motion sound like? With Kizik Hands Free Shoes, it sounds a little something like this. Experience the magic of motion. Get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
Welcome back to another episode of The Thirsty Hour. I don't really know if there's a way to say it. I could scream into the mic and be like, The Thirsty Hour! I could say it all like sneaky, like, The Thirsty Hour. As you know, I'm still trying to be an ASMR girly. So if you catch me on Reddit doing audios, mind your business.
Why don't you mind your own business?
I'm so happy you're here. Thank you for tuning in to this very, very special episode. And in case you're wondering what the topic, what the vibe, what the conversation will be for today, we're going to get into online dating.
I can't do it!
As you guys know, well, maybe you don't know, I am at the very ripe age of 21. And this year, 2023, I was like, I want to get into the dating world. Because at my big age, I'm walking around like, I've never been on a date. Girl, go get an app and quit complaining. So that's what I did. Back in March, I decided to get in my little dating era, which for me, like, it didn't even take that much convincing. I was like, you know what? I want to go on a date. Let me just download an app, see how it does. Was it a good decision? I'm going to go with no. Like, I'm happy I did it. But for me, like, downloading that app and going through setting up my account, seeing the men on there, it really just put into perspective. I'm like, wow,
it's kind of like a cult, but it's not.
This kind of sucks. Like, it really is. Like, the way I was on the app scrolling, trying to figure out how to do things, why is a bead of sweat going down my brow? Why is there sweat in my armpits? Why is this a literal Olympic sport that I eventually plan on winning? But still, like, I didn't train for this. Y'all did not tell me about all the little nooks and crannies of, like, online dating, which is it's kind of interesting, because recently I was on a flight. There's two older ladies next to me, and they were basically just discussing, like, the younger generation, and I was eavesdropping because it's just kind of what I do. And the lady was talking there, she was like, yeah, you know, kids these days, online dating, they don't really know what it was like back then. And one thing really stuck out to me, because she said, you know, for the younger generation, everybody is so accessible. And if you don't like someone, you can swipe them away and you can have another person take their spot in a minute. I'm like, wait, she's actually right. Like, everybody's accessible. You could just replace people like that. You go through someone's profile, you like it, you don't like it, doesn't matter, because there's 30 other profiles in line for you.
The fish that are in the sea, you probably don't even want them.
Which just adds into the whole frustration of online dating. I think the worst part of this whole, like, going online and finding your man, the longer time you spend on an app, the worse the experiences will be. Because, like, when I look back on the many dates I've been, I haven't been on a lot. Well, I haven't really been on a lot. My favorite date to look back on was probably one that I had in, like, the 10th grade. And if you're wondering, what kind of date are you going on in the 10th grade? It was literally me at the movies with this random boy that I had a crush on. Which, to me, back then, little did I know that was going to be the best date. But I remember just sitting there, the way we planned it, he was like, want to go to the movies? I was like, sure, that would be nice. We go to the movies. Little backstory, we ended up being super early for it, so we had to, like, sit in a park and on a swing and hang out for a bit. I don't even know if there was any other good ones after that, but I'm like, why is the best date I've ever been on back in the 10th grade? Now when I go on them from online, it's like a whole different playing field. What happened to us sitting on a swing? What happened to me sitting next to a boy waiting for the B movie to start? Or what movie was it? It was Transformers. We saw Transformers when that was coming out, and I'm like, take me back to the days where I could just hang out with somebody and that could be my date. Now I have to go online. Now I have to go swipe through profiles and read through it to make sure that it's not something shady or not something weird. I have spent maybe 8 months on a dating app. Every single month it gets more tiring and tiring. So this past November, I was like, what if I changed how I'm being presented? My old profile, we're not gonna go through that. We're gonna have to save that for a future episode if you wanna see it. But my old profile was very like, hi, I'm Dev. It's me. I'm just a girl living in the world and I'm silly and I'm goofy. And that was fun for a bit, you know. Got some swipes here and there, whatever. A few dates happened, a few conversations, but I found that a guy would hit you up, you text for maybe like a week and a half, and sometimes they want to take it off the app and maybe start texting like,
can I have your number? Could I have it? Could I have it? Can I please receive the secret code that if entered telephonically, it will pass me through to you, which means it'll be your beautiful ass number.
iMessage, or sometimes they want to go to Snapchat, which I don't, that already is a whole different playing field. But I kind of got bored. I was like, you know, I do the same thing. You talk to somebody for a bit and then it flops. It was a routine almost. So in November, I decided to basically switch my entire aesthetic. And I actually posted a video where I transformed into Christian Girl Autumn. You would look at the individual pieces of Christian Girl Autumn and you think, none of this matches. But when you see it on a middle-aged woman, it matches just perfect. So I went to the app and I was like, let me change it. So my profile picture was me in my fedora hat, in my skinny jeans and riding boots. I've never seriously left my home in an outfit like that. This is on Hinge. So the prompts were like, what do we have in common? So I said, the first thing is, I'm a country girl. The second prompt was, love to visit Texas. And the third one was, rides horses. For the little information, I said I was Christian, I'm 21, I love to read and drink some hot cocoa. And it was just a fun experiment. But why is it, as soon as I changed my profile to like this young, loving Christian girl, the roster of men just completely changed? I don't know if it's a positive thing or a negative thing. Maybe we'll get into that. But I'm like, how is it I present myself an entirely different way? And it's like a different level of men. I don't know how to explain it, but it's like I'm attracting different people. I think I said that maybe like for the first week. After that week, I'm getting sent roses. If you don't know what that is, basically on Hinge. Ew, I can't believe this is Hinge. People will send you roses if they like think you're like special. They want to send you a little rose. The way I like to think of it is like, if anybody's into Regency or like those like very olden time shows, I think of it as like they're trying to court you. I'm like, oh, I got sent a rose. Because when you think about it, it's like a different level of like attraction, I guess, because people can slide up and be like, hey, you know, you're cute, you're a babe, and it's okay, boring, do better. But when I get sent a rose, I'm like, okay, he wants my hand in marriage. He wants to marry me, basically. I was like, what do you mean I just set this profile and y'all are sending me roses? What do you mean everybody wants me on the app the minute I represent myself as Christian Girl Autumn? How did we get here? And then it got me thinking, like, does that mean every time I'm on the app, I'm scrolling and I'm swiping or something like that, does that mean anybody who sets their profile, like a tall, cute boy into sports and likes reading and probably like going outdoors, anybody who says that, immediately they have me? Is this how it is on apps? I guess, like, for you to just switch your entire persona, your entire personality, and boom, I'm wrapped in just like that. Whole time it's a whole kidnapper, axe murder. I don't know, because sometimes when I'm on those apps, I'm like, y'all could really get me. When it comes to like setting up your profile and like swiping through people, the most exhausting part for me is like trying to figure out who they are. Because for me, I feel like when I'm on apps, suddenly I'm Sherlock Holmes. Suddenly I'm putting on my cap and my peacoat and I'm like, let me get to the bottom of this person's persona. I do not have a degree in anything, y'all. I'm a nursing student. But when I'm on a dating app, oh, I got my psychology hat on. I'm looking at socialization. I'm looking at Freud's theory and I'm like, so socializing in this personified. I'm studying. I'm going beyond the app. Sometimes it's like, there was just one time I thought this guy was super cute. All the green flags. And I'm thinking like, okay, we're matching, we're vibing, we're into each other. So I put on my Sherlock Holmes hat. I go to his Instagram and I'm thinking, maybe I'm his type. Why do I go through the following and it looks like a different demographic?
You're a liar, a cheater, center.
I'm seeing lists of people that are in a different profession than me. People that are maybe on OnlyFans for some reason. I'm like, oh, listen, if I wasn't your type, you could have just said that. But it's like, now I got to be Sherlock Holmes. I got to go beyond the app. I got to go beyond your little Hinge answers, your little prompts. I got to read through them and study you just to figure out if I'm even on the same playing field here, which kind of takes me into like the red flags. Because I feel like when I first got the app, I folded so easy for the most generic things. Like, I don't know if you guys are on TikTok, but there was this whole thing for a while about like male gaze versus female gaze. The whole idea of it was like people would present themselves to attract like the female gaze, which was good for a minute, and then it became performative. You'd have guys do those like those POV skits. And they're like, hey babe, what's up? Let me get you something to eat. Let me get you some food. And at first the comments would be like, I need a man like this. He's everything I want. I need him biblically. I need him right now. And then eventually we kind of like started reading through it and we're like, okay, no, this is kind of performative. That's kind of how it is on the apps. And I will say the men did get me at first, because I remember going through profiles and I see things like, I'm 23, 6'5". I do be folding for a little, a 6'3", a 6'4". But I see that. And then for a prompt, it'd be like, the weight of my heart is for us to spend time together. Folded. Or they'd say, what do I like to do in my free time? I like to cook, walk my dog. Folded. Oh, for a minute, what got me was when men would say, I love to read. I'm a reader. I'm into Colleen Hoover, which, once again, folded. It's practically embarrassing at this point, because I'm just like, people say one sentence, one little word, I'm already hooked, I'm already there. But I think I've learned over the, I want to say years, but I have not had it for more than a year. I've had it for like 8 months. I'm going to say years anyway. Over my long years of being on dating apps, I think I've like been able to weed out what a red flag is and what kind of like isn't a red flag, or what, you know, kind of you see, you're like, I don't really know. At first, I remember like the only way I could figure out whether this person was somebody I want to talk to or not was just kind of like, oh, we have things in common. Yeah, sure, we'll swipe right. But now there's like different types of flags that I see that I'm like, maybe not. I don't know if you guys are on Hinge, but Hinge has like a bunch of prompts where people could add to their profile, and then you see the prompts, you see how they answer it, and then you get to know their personality, which I love. I think it's great. One popular prompt that I see on Hinge a lot, there's a few, but one that stands out the very most is, what is your love language? Which is everybody's favorite question. I am everybody, by the way, because whenever I meet somebody new or when I'm talking to a guy, I'm like, wait, what's your love language? Ew, I don't know why I asked that. I don't know what I expect to hear. But whenever I'm talking to somebody new, one thing about me, I'm gonna pull out the, hey, can I ask you a question? What's your love language? As if I'm some psychologist and can read through them. But on Hinge a lot, I will see, my love language is answer. The minute I'm on a man's profile and I see that their love language is physical touch,
well, I'm out of here.
I'm packing my bags. I'm zipping up my suitcase. I'm locking it. I'm putting my AirTag inside, by the way, because you don't want to lose your suitcase and when you're going through the airport. And you will not see me. From the very first time I've read love language, physical touch, I piqued an interest. I started talking to them. I'm like, so you're the person I should stay away from. Every single time I talk to somebody and they say, yeah, you know, Dev, since you asked, I'm really into physical touch. No, you want to touch me inappropriately. I don't trust you.
No, I said no. You can kill all that right now. Like at this moment, stop.
People like that are the same people that will hop on a dating app and say, yeah, I want to date seriously. And then the whole time they just want to have a little sneaky link moment and then never talk to you ever again. So whenever I see that, I'm like, it really could be yours. And if I'm going to be completely honest, I feel like physical touch is probably mine. When I see it on an app, when I see it on my phone, I'm like, oh, why is it that? Red flag. Another red flag for some reason of mine is when they have the prompt, we'll get along if you, I don't know if this is like some sort of epidemic, but every single time I read the answer, it's always anime, if you're into anime. Huh? And I'm like, I don't know if this is something I should be concerned about. Why is it everyone says the same answer? Like, what is it about anime? And like, if I don't watch it, are we just not compatible? Like, I don't know what that's about. I was recently scrolling and there's another prompt that's on the app, and it's like your dating goals. And it says like, if you're into monogamy, polygamy, I don't know if there's another, or origami, is that another gimme?
Oh, okay. Yeah, oh, okay.
There's probably a bunch more that I am not thinking of right now. I recently read one and it said monogamy, and I was like, okay, like, interested. Going through the profile, reading everything, my type, monogamy, .. I'll probably cheat though.
Ew.
I said, okay, this is actually my last day on the dating app. That's a lie because I was on this morning, but I was like, wow. Here I am, cigarette in hand, wine glass in the other hand, on this dating app. And I read something like, I'll probably cheat though. How did I get here? How did I go from 10th grade going on my cute little dates, junior year of high school, just having fun, to scrolling on my bed at 2 a.m. in the morning, reading things like, yeah, I'll cheat on you. Ah, Lord have mercy. And every single time I think about that, I get brought back to that flight I was on where the two older women were saying, yeah, this generation, them and that online dating, they're never going to find people that they're actually going to love or actually going to get along with or have chemistry with. Half of me has to agree because I want to explore. I want to go online and, you know, see if my match is there. But there's this like burning passion inside of me that wants that like Hallmark moment. Like I want to go into like a little restaurant or like a cafe and walk in and like heels. Why would I be wearing heels in a cafe? Actually, that makes no sense. No, wait, maybe I'll be wearing some Converse, but I want to walk in and like, hi, can I get a coffee please? And then like somebody next to me is like, oh no, I'll have a book in my hand. I'll have a book and like I'll order coffee, and then the somebody sitting on the left side of me, that's not the left, that's my right, somebody on the right side will be like, hey, you're reading The Fallen Forgotten Son by Jamie Oswald. I'd be like, how did you know I was reading The Fallen Forgotten Son by Jamie Oswald? I wrote it. I'm Jamie Oswald. And that's my moment. And from there, we connect on the character building. We connect on the plot. We connect on reading. We connect on our favorite cafe. We connect on everything. That is my moment. That is like my story. We go on to date. We have three kids. I moved to Texas. That's my story, though. That's what I want. So for me to sit in my bed and open up Tinder or open up Hinge, I'm not proud of it, and I go scrolling through, it sometimes feels like a form of like self-torture or something like that, because I know deep down I don't want to find true love on an application I downloaded on my Apple iPhone. I don't want to, hey, how'd you guys meet? Yeah, so, you know, I saw him online. He was cute.
Boring. Yawning.
I'm not discrediting anyone, first of all, who have, you know, gone online and found their true love. And I love that for you. I think that is so great that you did that. But I genuinely don't think I can, like, mentally, I can't bring myself there to take that seriously. And I can't convince myself that, oh, I'll eventually find, like, the real one on an application. But will I continue to scroll through it? Probably. I'm probably gonna, after this episode, I'm probably gonna go back, go to my room. What do I do? Click on my phone, open up the app, and start texting someone. I can't keep doing this. I can't take this seriously. For me, it's just like, it's a little pastime. It's like a little limbo stage I do in between as I wait for my cafe book reading, hey, how are you? We have amazing chemistry banter moment. And that's where I meet my true love. On an app, it's gonna take me a minute. Maybe I have to get to that year mark of like, Deb's been on dating apps for a year now. Maybe she's ready to take it seriously. But for now, it's just fun and vibes. It's for the girl.
Hear that? It's the sound of someone whacking the ground with a rake. Specifically, they're beating around the bush, which we've done enough of in this ad too, so let's get right to it. The new Moneymaker scratch-off from the Ohio Lottery doesn't beat around the bush. Moneymaker. Play the game and you could win money, up to $2 million. With more than $88 million in prizes, ranging from $50 to $500, Moneymaker cuts right to the cash. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
On the topic of online dating, I got sent some profiles by a secret person. I don't know who sent it. We're going to do some quick swipe or no swipe on the profile just to maybe test my online dating radar. See if there's any red flags in here. I'm going to read off bio, age, height, occupation, activities, just to see what the vibe is and see what kind of options we have.
I'm single. I'm ready to mingle.
Let's see. If I judge any of these wrong, because I will say my judgmental compass is broken, let me know. Let me know if I passed on a green flag or if I swiped on a red flag. Knowing me, I'm going to swipe on a few red flags. You know how I get. Okay, so the first name is Tim. I like that name. Okay, let's read. Never judge a book by its cover. East Coast boy living in Los Angeles. Big heart, big hands. Oh, wait. Sorry. Okay. Ugh. Wait, why am I easy? This is so easy. Why have I fallen in love? Okay. If you're going to match, I'm not looking for a pen pal. Let's actually meet up. Wait, meet up and do what? Are you a stroke killer? Tim is 25. He's 5'9". He's a bartender, and his favorite Sunday activity involves sleeping in, tending to his garden. That's kind of hot. Brewing some fresh kombucha. Oh, and playing with his cats. Wait, green flag. Hold on. This profile had me at big heart, big hands. What do you mean by that? What else is big?
You need to leave.
I'm kidding. I'm playing. I'm not shallow. I'd want to know his heart. Big heart is what matters. And I like that little, the last part of his bio. He's not looking for somebody he can just text for months on end. But that's another thing with the dating apps. Y'all be on the apps for what? A decade? Two decades? This whole dating app is supposed to be like the middle phase before we actually get to the dating. I've had conversations with men and I'm like, it's been 3 weeks. I'm still texting you on an app. When are we gonna expedite this? That's when I think of like, so are we pen pals? Are we texting with an intention? So Tim saying that he's not looking for a pen pal, let's actually meet up. I mean, sure. I will say though, the dot 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 after let's actually meet up sounds like something a human trafficker would say. Especially with the ellipses, it's a little ambiguous. But I like the assurance. It's giving, it's just giving older, mature, the opposite of me. I like it. I'm not somebody who's like, you need to be 6 feet tall. Obviously it's a plus if you are, but I'm not too picky on it. 5'9", 25, Bartender, I will say, not that it's a red flag, but it's a neutral one. I feel like as a bartender, you have to like talk to so many people. And I'm not a jealous girlfriend. Actually, no, I'm lying.
Liar! Liar! Liar!
I used to work, not my first job, my second job that I had was at a restaurant. I started as just like a regular hostess. And then eventually I started serving tables. I took orders. I got my smart serve and everything. And I'm like, as a bartender, like looking at how much they have to like socialize and flirt sometimes with the customers for the tip. I get it, because them wages be kind of ghetto in Canada. I don't know about that bartender job. But Tim, I'd have to swipe right. With the cats, the assurance, the big hands, the big heart. I'm doing a big swipe on him. If I missed a red flag in his profile, please let me know. But I don't think there's any. Like, bartender's not even that bad. He could play with my cat. Wait, who said that?
Oh my god, who said that?
Next one is Chesta. I don't know if these are real or fake, y'all. These are just profiles that got sent to me, so let me know if I'm reading you. Okay, this one is Chesta. His bio is, loves to watch Hunter Hunter. It's like my favorite anime, so... Hi, Manchester. What you up to? Play hockey. Collects watches. Is that so we can look at the time before he puts you in the back of his car? Why are you collecting watches, Chester? And I teach salsa to senior citizens. 21.63. Okay, student. Favorite Sunday activity? Going to my mom's house for jerk chicken and curry goat. Oh, he's cultured. Oh, curry goat. From the bio... Honestly, Manchester, you lost me. collecting watches and teaching salsa to senior citizens, get a job. Like, I don't know, no offense. I mean, that's cute. But why are you teaching seniors how to salsa? But 21, my age, 6'3", not my height, a little bigger. We have something in common. We have Hunter Hunter in common. And, you know, he plays Wait. Why are you playing hockey and enjoy jerk chicken? Wait, who is this? I'm scared. This is hard. He collects watches. That's weird. He's probably going to collect bodies next. We're not going to immediately rule Manchester out. There's definitely some more to him. So with this profile, I would definitely swipe right. And I would make sure to initiate not a call on the phone. I need to see that FaceTime. Is it a middle-aged man? Is it a 21-year-old 6'3 salsa dancing teacher who also likes to collect watches? I need to see that watch collection, and I need to see his basement, and then maybe we can talk. Next one is, Christian Grey. No, it's not Christian Grey. It's just Christian. Jesus is my ride or die. Looking for a wholesome queen who I can build an empire with. Okay. It's giving King Louis III. Very different. Age 30. Okay. Height 5'11". Oh. Occupation DJ? Jesus is your ride or die and you're a DJ. It could be Christian DJ. I want to listen to those beats to see what kind of Christian remixes you're making on that soundboard. Are you in a worship service like with like the soundboard and the headphones like, this is good. No, add the bass to this Christian rock. I don't want to judge. It's a big pool, you know. Maybe this is something that I don't have enough knowledge on. He definitely caught me lacking there with that bio and that occupation, but I'm not here to judge. That's a lie, actually. I'm actually just here to judge. Favorite Sunday activity: sleeping in, beach, gym, responding to texts, rewatching Game of Thrones. So you're 30, you're a DJ, Jesus is your ride or die, and on a Sunday you watch Game of Thrones. I'm gonna have to swipe left. Nothing personal. It's for medical reasons.
I have a bad case of diarrhea. I have a bad case of diarrhea.
Me personally, I don't think we're on the same wavelength. I think Christian needs somebody who he can talk to more. I feel like if I were to be in a room with this man, I don't really know what conversation we'd have. I may sit there in silence as he goes through his DJ soundboard and plays me some Christian rock.
We could not talk or talk forever. Still find things to not talk about.
But I love him for somebody else. Maybe just not me. The bio, the occupation and everything. I'm just a little confused. This will be my first swipe where I'm actually going to do a hard left. A hard no. The next profile we have is Atticus. Okay, not gonna lie, I already want to swipe no on this one just because the name is Atticus. I love the name, but I have this thing. It's just me. It doesn't have to be you too, okay? Y'all are probably gonna hear it and be like, girl. Like, when I'm talking to my sister and we have, like, names of guys, we always make sure that the names are, like, moanable? Not moanable, but, like, you want to make sure you could say it. So whenever I read a name, especially a guy that I'm interested in, I always like practice it in my head. I'm like, nah, Atticus, I can't get down to that. Let me not get ahead of myself. Okay, bio. I'm so mad at Spotify. I searched for the hottest single and you weren't there. Wait, that's flirty. Ew, this is what I mean. Like, this is why I'm bad at dating apps, because I see something corny like that and I'm like, wait, I'm the hottest single out there. You want me? Like, ugh. Okay, age 30. Older than me, but not a problem. When I'm going through profiles, I'll show my sister one and be like, oh, like, can this be a possible candidate? If the guy is the same age as my sister or as old as any of my other siblings, she's like, no, you can't. Girl, we have a family of 7 people. He's gonna be old as somebody. Like, I'm limited to like 2 age groups because this girl's like, no. You can't date him.
He is too old for you.
Girl, you just want my man. Anyway, this age is 30. If I showed my lovely sister this, she'd be like, 30? That's your brother's age. You can't date your brother's age. Why are you gatekeeping ages? His height is 6 feet tall. Not bad. Occupation, dentist. Favorite Sunday activity, whatever you want to do as long as I'm with you. I've never heard my dentist say that. Okay, that's something. Next time I go to the dentist, I'm going to ask what he does on a Sunday. Meanwhile, my mouth is propped open and he's like standing above me. I'm like, what do you do on a Sunday? Yeah, well, whatever I want to do, I'm with you. You're a dentist. Why is that in your vocabulary? Also, you're 30. You know, I'm not here to judge. I keep saying that as I aggressively judge all of these profiles. Okay, Atticus, hard left. You had me at the name. You lost me at your job and your favorite Sunday activity. What do you mean I'm with you? And the way he spelt it, it said, as long as I'm with you, like W-I-T-U. Wait, I actually think I made the right choice on that. If you disagree, you're wrong. Last one is Jaden. Bio. I don't play cards, but I'm trying to pull a queen. Ew. Okay, sorry. New to LA from New York, bi-coastal. Fitness, motorcycles, networking. So he's 20 right now, but he's turning 21 in February. 5'6", and a real estate agent. That's the youngest real estate agent I've ever heard of. If they got courses for you at 20, girl, get your bag, Jaden. Me personally, you kind of lost me at the age. I don't think I'd ever consider dating somebody younger than me. I'm currently 21. And technically, we'll be 21 together at the same time. Come that next month, I'm gonna be 22. And the next thing you know, I'm dating somebody younger than me. And I can't have that on my profile. I want him to be my age or older. Jaden's favorite Sunday activity is taking care of my rescue dogs, scouting new houses, building my social media presence. But reading the profile, I don't think we have a single thing in common. So although he's a real estate agent and probably making that good check, Jaden, you're not gonna pull this queen. You can pull a Joker though, just not me. I know y'all love when I do my little rankings, and now that I have this special show, I'm going to be doing rankings a lot more often. And since we're here, we're on the topic of, you know, online dating and dating as a whole, I got my special little diary here. So today, we're going to rank some potential date ideas. All right, y'all, let's get into it. Before we get into the different types of potential dates, I always have to discuss the categories. We have to be on the same page here. So there's four different categories that we have. At the very top, we have I'm arriving, I'm teleporting. I'm teleporting to that date with my ring in hand, on bended knee even. I could probably write a whole paragraph for the top tier, but the next one is showing up. And then we have arriving late, which means, you know, I'm still going, but am I rushing to strap my heels on? Am I rushing to call an Uber? No, I'm probably gonna get there late. And then the very last tier is I can't come. I'm sick. I'm not going, and I'm not sick at all. The potential date idea is just so awful that I simply will not be showing up. I got sent a list. I don't even know what's on the list yet, so we're just gonna go through and read them. So let's start with the first one. First potential date idea is a movie date. I feel like when people hear this, when they hear movie date, they're like, ugh, y'all aren't even gonna talk on the date. You're just going there to sit down next to each other. But I'm actually a fan of movie dates. When people ask like, oh, like, what do you wanna do? I say movie date in like the wholesome, let's just go watch a movie. It feels very like old time-ish, 50s, 60s. You're just gonna go and hang out and watch a little movie. It feels wholesome. So for me, I'm not teleporting there with a ring in hand. That's doing a little much for a $7 movie. I'm definitely showing up. I like a good movie. I feel like there's a stereotype now with movie dates where you go in a theater, the lights are low, you get a little frisky, but I don't do that. I'm a woman of God. I'm a young Christian girl. So I like the wholesome movies, not the freaky movie dates. So for that, I'm definitely showing up. The next one is going for a long drive date. I don't know about y'all, but this one will have me running for the hills. The minute it's time for us to meet up and I hear, yeah, why don't we just chill in my car? Why don't you just chill at the police station? I'm not showing up. I say this from experience. I have done the whole hang out in a man's car for 5 hours, and it's fun. For me, it wasn't that fun because like I had to pee the whole time, and I'm like, okay, like, what do you mean to get this date started? It was a big no for me. I feel like once you're in that passenger seat, you get like a different side of them. Once you're in their car, Y'all, I say this from somebody who's been there. You need to get out. You actually desperately need to get out. I'm biased because the only times I've been in a man's car, I've desperately wanted to leave.
Please get me out of here.
But maybe y'all have different experiences. But for me, if I see that, I can't come. I'm just really sick. Sorry. The next one is, there's some quotations for this one, and I'll try to put on the voice. Yeah, just meet me at the stew. No. Actually, maybe don't meet me at all. I've actually never had one of these before. The only times I've seen that is with my friends, and guys would be like, yeah, come to the studio, mama. What am I going to do in a studio? Do you want me on your next track? Do you want me to sing those high notes for you? No, you don't. You want me to just sit there and observe. And for me, that's not really a date. How am I getting to know you by watching you sing off key in a producer's room? It just doesn't sound very fun to me. Ugh, I hate to say this, but I'm cough, cough, not showing up because I'm so desperately sick. I came down with a very bad cold 5 minutes before that. Okay, the next one is a stargazing date. This is what I mean when I say I'm easy. I see the word stargazing and I'm like, wait, I've seen that in a movie before. I've seen two characters fall in love as they look up and like look at the stars. I obviously want to say, you know, I'm showing up, I'm teleporting there. But then it's like, is it realistic? And also with the type of people that are around today, with this generation, y'all say stargazing and they probably mean something else. But if these intentions are pure, a stargazing date will have me teleporting. I can't lie. It's cute. You're sitting down. You're just looking up, looking at the stars. I feel like when I see those scenes in movies, they're like, look at that up there. It's the Big Dipper. I have no idea what the Big Dipper looks like or if they even actually see it. But I feel like that's cute. You're just looking at the sky, talking about the moon. If somebody said this to me, I probably would call their bluff and be like, no, you want to kidnap me. Don't ever say that to me again. But on paper, a stargazing date, I'm teleporting. I'm just a girl. Like, it's cute. I would want to go. Well, the next one is, let's make a puzzle date. This one I'll definitely need feedback on. Have y'all received the let's make a puzzle message? Because me personally, no one has ever asked that. Because I've never heard that personally, I want to say, oh, wait, no, that's weird. Why would they say that? But also, I'm kind of intrigued. Like, let's make a puzzle. What are we doing? We're just going to sit down, open the box, get the pieces out, make a little puzzle together. I feel like that could be cute. This could be like a huge red flag in the dating world, but I've never heard of it. And I feel like I'm open to it. No, I'm not going to teleport there because teleporting to make a puzzle, girl, it's a little different. But I'm definitely showing up and I'm not arriving late either. I'm going to do a strong showing up to make that puzzle. Just to see, like, I'm kind of intrigued. Maybe someone could hit me up after and ask to make a puzzle with me. I want to see where would the date take us. This next one, hitting the club date. I'm actually just going to end the podcast here. Thank you guys so much for coming. No, I'm kidding. Hitting the club date, I've never received this either. Thank God. But the day I do, God forbid. What are we doing hitting the club as a date? Imagine like texting someone, kicking it off. You guys have so much in common. You have chemistry. They hit you with the, hey, I really want to take you out. Okay, where are we going to go? The club. What? I mean, it's cute. What would that do for our dating or our relationship? Us just hitting the club. Are you going to twerk on me? Throw it back for a real one? I mean, maybe. For the dancing aspect, I'd be like, sure, let's go hang out and go to the club. I got to be honest, y'all. If I heard someone ask me to, hey, girl, hey, mamas, I really want to get to know you. And I feel like the club is the perfect place to do that. Get to know me somewhere else, babe. I'm not going to cough, cough sick on this one. Part of me wants to, but I might arrive late. I feel like a club date could be fun if y'all are both just into each other and are just in there to like dance and vibe it out. But it can potentially go wrong very easily. So that's where I'm like, oh girl, you could lose me in the plot very soon on a club date. Next one is, want to go for a 5K run date. Why don't you go run and I sit in my room? And I watch that happen. Going on a run for a date, it's not for the weak. It's definitely not for everyone. If you're into the athletics, if you're into getting sweaty and running around, it can be cute. But for me, you're just gonna hear me dry heave, dry cough, you're going to hear my underlying symptoms of asthma just start popping through. So unless you're into that, I'd have to cough sick, because why are we running as a date? Can you talk mid-run? I feel like the whole time I'd be like trying to catch my breath. So if I wanted to go on a 5K run, I can go to the gym, babe. I don't think that'd be a date option for me. The next one is ice cream sundae date. I like this on paper, but I'm also severely lactose intolerant. So I think that date may last 10 minutes maximum. And then I'm running into the bathroom to just ruin my guts. It's a cute idea, but unless I got my lactose pills, that date is not very long. I'd have to cough, not show up, simply because of the lactose, y'all. It's hard out here. I simply can't. The last one is a paintball date. Once again, I have never been asked to go on this. And I feel like if someone ever suggested this, for some reason, it's a red flag to me. Why do you want to take a weapon and shoot something at me? Like, what does that say about you? Why are we going paintballing? I've never gone paintballing before. I've had my friends do it, or even my siblings have gone paintballing. Every time they come back, they got bruises. If someone were to suggest that, I'd be like, what do you mean by that? Why do you want to go paintballing? I feel like it could be fun. It could be a little like wholesome moment. Me personally, am I cough sick? Okay, maybe I'm not cough sick. Because it's like, okay, give me something different. Because I've never tried it before, I'll arrive late. And maybe I'll just happen to miss the paintball slot time to actually go paintballing. I'd give it a chance. I'm still kind of worried about it, but yeah. I need feedback on those swipe or no swipe profiles. I feel like some of them were these like huge red flags. Or even comment about some of the dates you've been on. That is it for today's episode of The Thirsty Hour. First of all, I'm probably going to ask this in every single episode, but let me know what like topics or what combos you want to see me have on The Thirsty Hour. Thank you so, so much for watching, and I'll see you next week when it gets thirstier. Bye!